Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you tonight. This is the Blog Talk tonight. I want to thank you all for being with us all over the world. And thank you for just coming to give God praise. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to be able to give God the praise that he deserves. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too. Yes, my God. Thank you, Jesus. On this side tonight, you'll hear us thanking God a thousand times. That's what's so different about this. I know you're thanking. I know you got a praise on it. Put a praise on it. I know that. But on this blog line, we put praises on top of praises on it. We thank God at least a thousand times on the blog line. Amen. That's so much different. Amen. And thank God for you who are coming to give God praise and to give him glory. Oh, my God. Here's what we do. Let me give you our format. We're going to pray. Well, first of all, we're going to get your prayer request. And after your prayer request, then we're going to pray for you. And after we pray for you, then we're going to go to thanking, start thanking God a thousand times. Anybody have a prayer request out there? Don't be ashamed to make it known. We come to pray for you and you and you. Amen. If you have a prayer request, the line is open to you. Man, anybody have a prayer request? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir, Chief. We can hear you.
Amen. All right, make your prayer request. Amen. I know some of y'all need prayer for this and that. Some of y'all ought to be asking us to pray for the nation. Some of y'all ought to ask us to pray for the churches. Pray for our youth. Pray for sickness, that we would be healed from sickness and diseases and affliction. Some of y'all ought to be praying that God would touch your brother, touch your mother, touch you, touch your father. Praying for so many people. You ought to be praying that God will bless your chief, that God will bless Dr. Betty, and bless all of our ambassadors. Things like that. You ought to be praying for these things. Pray for peace among the nation. Pray for unity among the churches. When the enemy is trying to divide the churches. And, oh my God, if I got my handbook, there would be so many things that we need to pray for. I'm just telling you off the top. And y'all ought to be asking for prayer, you ambassadors and ambassadors elect. There's so many things that God would want you to pray for as ambassadors and ambassadors elect. So when I open the line for prayer, y'all ought to be in there. Chief, can we pray for this? Can we pray for that? And oh my God, God would bless it. Just simply because you ask and it shall be given. And because you seek, you will find. And because you knock, the door shall be open. So I'm opening the line for prayer. And then what about you prayer ambassadors? Y'all not have on your lips prayers. Amen. Praying for this or that. The line is open to you. Anybody have a prayer request? Make it known.
This is Sheila Brown in Kansas City, 9130. Good evening. Chief, can we please pray for you and Dr. Betty, and please pray for peace among the nation?
Mm-hmm. Right. God bless you. All right. Anyone else? Anybody else have a prayer request?
This is Sheila Brown in Kansas City. I wonder again, can we please pray for the youth, like you said, Chief Bernard, and can we please pray for peace in the churches?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on here.
And Chief, I have one more to keep.
All right.
I'm sorry. And I was thinking today that pray for all the men of God that's shepherding, that's pastoring over these churches. Just wondering if we can pray that they'll keep on continuing to stand no matter how hard it gets, that they'll just keep focused on Jesus and keep on pressing. So I know it becomes a struggle for them.
That's right. That's beautiful. See, let me tell you, God will bless you when you remember others like that. That's a wonderful blessing. All right. Anybody else want to put a name or some request on the prayer line here tonight, on this blog line? We're asking for prayer requests. The line is open to you. Anyone else? All right, I'm going to put
Well, Chief,
there.
I don't know if anybody can hear you.
They can't hear me?
I hear you perfect. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas, and I got lots of prayer requests, and I can go on and on, and I don't want to keep jumping in if someone else is trying.
Okay, can
Hello?
Anybody else? Hello?
This
Hello?
Is Karen Brown, Dr. Johnson. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm requesting prayer. I want y'all to help me to pray for Brandy, the family of Brandy Hill, a young girl that was murdered in St. Louis last night.
Mm. Oh, my God.
She was from O'Fallon, Missouri. I don't know why she was down here, but they killed her and took her baby and set it on the other side of town in a car seat. So the baby was fine, but they murdered her. She was 21 years old.
My God. They don't say why.
They said they shot her in the head.
What?
Shot her in
black?
The head. Yeah, she was black.
What, was she in the wrong part of town, or what was it?
She was in downtown St. Louis. That I wouldn't consider that as the wrong part of town. There are a lot of things that happen down there, you know, with the stadiums and all that. But it was like 10:30, and she pulled, I think, to a light or something or whatever, and they was trying to take her car. She had a 2015 Challenger, some kind of fast car. And they show pictures of the guys walking away, so I hope somebody can identify them and catch them. I've never seen either one of them before.
My God, how mercy. We certainly will pray for that family. And they got a baby. I'm going to pray for the baby, too.
Yeah, they took the baby on the other side of town in a bad area and set the baby out on the street in a car seat.
That's an
But the baby's
going
fine.
The baby wasn't killed. That's a blessing.
No,
right
the
now.
Baby's fine. It was a little girl.
Right.
She wasn't big enough to say anything. I think that's why they didn't kill her.
Thank God for her.
Yes, sir. Well, and my son, Brandon Davis, that's in prison. Can y'all pray for him also?
Who now?
My son, Brandon Davis. He's in prison.
Brandon?
Davis.
Davis. All right. God bless you. Anybody else requesting any prayer?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Sister Rush. I'm asking for you all to pray for Sister Mary Grayson.
Mary Grayson.
And
all right.
pray for my pastor, Solomon Williams.
All right.
Pray for him. He won't need prayer. Carry on his vision.
All right. All right, the son will. Anyone else? I'm going to put Dr. Betty on the prayer line. And of course, we've had that mentioned already, but I'm going to put it down again. Dr. Betty and thank you for prayers for me. I appreciate that. Amen. Well, and then our grand, Bria and all of my grandchildren. All right, anybody else? All right, let's pray tonight, and then we're going to start thanking God. Amen. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hendricks. She always leads us, and I want her. She's doing a wonderful job. That's going to lead us tonight. Are you there, Ambassador Elect Hendricks? Do you hear me tonight? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we honor you. We've come to tell you all about our problems. come to tell you all about what we're going through. At the same time, we're bringing you glory, and we're bringing you praise for everything you're doing. We're going to by-select Sheila Brown. And God, look on praying for me, praying for Dr. Betty. God, answer her prayers for us, God, that we might be blessed, might be helped. Praying for peace among the nations. God, you know how much peace we need among the nations. They're so imperative because there's so much happening among the nations. God, even this situation with Sister Brandy Hill, oh God, happening all around the world where people being killed for no reason at all, drive-by shootings, shootings at the lights, people bumping the bumpers for women trying to get them to pull over so they can take them captive and rape them. Our nations are in trouble. God, please help us. Help us. Mothers killing their children. Fathers raping their daughters. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. Bring peace to this nation. Jesus, help people to catch on to thank you, Jesus. That will fulfill the whole lot of. Look on the youth. Look on the churches. Bless our youth. Bless our churches. Bring unity among the churches everywhere. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And look on the pastors everywhere. Oh, God, thank you for what you're doing right now. Let the pastors stay focused on Jesus. Not to preach, make anything else but focus on their preaching, but let them preach the cross of Jesus Christ. God, we ask you to look on Karen Brown, who's requesting this about Brandy Hill, who was killed. God, thank you for the baby that they didn't kill. Put the baby across town there. Thank you for it, Lord. Protect that child, Lord. Let the child be used for your glory. Standing in proxy for her mother, Brandy Hill, as well as for herself. Use her in the Lord's name of Jesus. Look on Brandon Davis, amen, with the Karen Brown son. God help him, man. I'm praying that you'll open prison doors for him and release this young man in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just believe it, and we praise you for it. Yeah, God, whatever that Wharton is thinking about, give Brandon Davis extreme great favor. And when his name comes up to the Wharton and to the board, let this young man have favor like we have never seen in 2016. Favor! Go before him and go after him and go on his right and left. And God, release him from that prison. In Jesus' name we pray. God, look on the master like Thelma Rush. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on her pastor, Pastor Solomon Williams, superintendent, I believe. Good Lord, thank you, thank you. Bless his vision. Help him complete his vision. Oh, God, I know as people get older, they want to complete their vision. Look on Pastor Solomon Williams, superintendent, in Jesus' name. Let him complete his vision. Look on Mother Grayson, Mother Mary Grayson. Help her, God, bless her, and renew her strength, renew her health, and make her stronger. Heal her body, and then, God, shake the chunk tree and bless her financially, too. Oh, God, look on Dr. Betty again, I pray. Bless her in ultra awesome way. Look on Bria, God. Heal her body completely. And let her do extremely well in the training. Help her to come out around the top of a class. If not the top person around the top, but let her come out in a glorious way. And bless everybody on this blog line. Thank you for Ambassador Lex Hendricks. Bless her, Lord, for being there. And being steadfast, unmovable, always abiding the work of the Lord. Bless him bountifully in Jesus' mighty and glorious name. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we appreciate you. And we thank you. Those who have their lines open, help us thank you for the glory of God. Ambassador Hendricks, are you there? Ambassador-elect Hendricks, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. That praises and thank you, a thousand thank you. Glory. You're the anointing. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you. Join us, Lord. Join us, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus. We got legs, feet, we can walk. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you
about how good he's been to you and give a praise report.
Hallelujah.
The line is open to you if you got a praise report. Amen. Anybody? Anybody
yes,
got a praise report for the Lord? The line is open.
This is Sister Rose.
Thank you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a
yes, ma'am.
Report.
Go ahead.
I thank God tonight. I thank God for being on the line. And this morning when we got through doing our recovery dance,
yes.
When we got off the line, I went walking. And I think I walked
what?
Almost an hour.
What?
And I thank God for that. And I did it the other
God.
Day, too. I walked almost an hour.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God
well,
for
I
that.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to let you rest tonight because I don't want you out there walking at nighttime. Walking an hour. Oh, no, no. We'll do it in the morning, okay? God bless you. I may do it some on here, too, again, but amen. Thank God for you. Anybody else got a praise report? The line is over to you. Just tell him his goodness. Amen. Somebody is grateful to be alive. Somebody is grateful for the healing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody is grateful for him blessing your family.
Thank
Tell
you.
Him his goodness. Anybody else? Line is open. All right. God bless you so much. We've had a great time here tonight. And does anyone want to give any encouraging word? Or thank God we had a wonderful ambassador and ambassador-elect training tonight. And Ambassador Stiff gave me such a blessed word that encouraged my heart so much. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. Is there anyone else who wants to give a word to the saints? You want to say something? The line is open to you. Anyone? All right. Sometimes I think y'all live bashful. But don't
Hello?
Be bashful. Yes, we hear you. Come on.
Praise God, this is Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. And,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was trying to get my phone off mute. I'm a little stopped up with the cold, but I just want to thank God for the prayer line and the blog line and also the Ambassador-elect training and even thanking God for the shut-in. It has truly been a blessing and been an opportunity for me to grow and stretch a little bit more towards God, and I know God is faithful. He that began a good work is faithful to complete it, and I thank God for your dedication to helping people in their walk with God, reaching, helping people to be blessed by their walk with God, and also as we learn, encouraging others to know God, to know the power of God and prayer and to know the love of God and the strength of God and to be more accountable for what we do. God bless each of you.
Thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful inspiration right there. Thank you so much for that. God bless you. All right. I still got the line open. Anybody else want to say a word? The line is open to you. Your word of encouragement, you can, whatever, you got a word from the Lord, whatever. The line is open to you. God bless you. Anyone else? Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, God, I feel the anointing. Oh. Mm. All right, we've had a wonderful time tonight. I'm still praising God. I'm still thanking God for the family of Brandy Hill. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That young woman was killed. Amen. Her baby. Thank God they spared her baby. That little girl, our boy, is going to grow up to be something great for the Lord. Amen. Keep watching that child. Going to grow up to be great for the Lord. Amen. All right. Anybody want to say anything else before we close tonight? All right. God bless you. Father, bless these precious people in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their going out and their coming in. Moving their souls and their minds and bring them closer to you. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Give grace and give your glory through these people, Lord, that it comes back to you and you'll be glorified as never before. We thank you for the auspices of the Holy Ghost that's given, Lord, us what to say right now, how to pray for people. We just love you and we thank you. We don't know anything except you give it, Lord. And God, I'm asking you to give a shaking of that chunk tree that you send blessings down
yes,
your people.
Yes.
That
oh,
chunk
yes.
tree and blessing.
Thank you.
Never before. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm blessed.
Bless.
Hold your hand up, Lord.
Receive it.
Take away, Lord, out of nowhere.
Bless.
Give the glory and give you honor and praise. Amen. Thank you for all things. Bless these people. Bless these people, I pray. Thank God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Oh, I receive it too. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for you. Y'all have a wonderful night and keep praising God. And if you would, remember me in your prayers. Amen. Remember Dr. Betty in your prayers, too. And have a wonderful night and all the ambassadors in your prayers. God bless you. Thank you. And ambassadors, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. You can sign off here. Amen. And maybe tomorrow night, y'all bring your shouting shoes back tomorrow night because I think tomorrow night I'm going to close with doing that Holy Ghost rehab. You know, it's catching on. Holy Ghost rehab. Amen. I like that myself. The Holy Ghost gave me that idea. And he means to heal bodies while it's going on. Some of y'all, if y'all trust the Holy Ghost has given it to me, and you get to shouting and praising God, some of y'all see, check yourself and see that God heal your body while you're doing the Holy Ghost rehab.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Be sure to come to convention, y'all. Your ambassador's elect. You're coming to be elevated. Don't miss your time that God's giving to bless you. It's your blessing. Don't let the Lord think that you don't want his blessings. This is a blessing on your life. And for you not to make it a priority, I'd advise you to make it a priority to come somehow get here. I'm going to do it on Friday night of the convention. That's June the 10th. Amen. Wait a minute. Let me see for sure. The 9th through the 12th. 9th, 10th. Yeah. That's June the 10th. Wait a minute now. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Friday is, I believe, June the 10th. So I plan to do it then. I'd like to see you here because I certainly.